This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, a new group is working with communities in Michigan, including some along the Lake Michigan shoreline, to prepare for the impact of climate change. But first, the role of community colleges has received more attention lately. President Obama has proposed making community college free for many students, and some states are working on similar programs to reduce the cost. Governor Rick Snyder is trying to boost skilled trades in Michigan. We will talk about community college in general and the one here in Kalamazoo specifically with Kalamazoo Valley Community College President Marilyn Schlack. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Also joined today by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Emily Monticelli.
Hello.
Emily, first question for KVCC President Marilyn Schlack.
Can you give us an update on the Healthy Living Campus? How is planning going and have there been any surprises?
That's a very good question. First, the planning's going very well. And we're very pleased with the progress we've made up until just recently. Of course, the weather has been in our favor, so we have put in 352 auger castings just on the culinary site because we're in a floodplain. So that was kind of a surprise because we didn't anticipate that many. But the planning itself is going well. As you know, we're getting a lot of attention on the brewing sustainability program. But I want to emphasize that's only about 3% of what we're going to do. The campus is really intended to offer a culinary degree that's focused on healthy eating and healthy living. And that's in partnership with Bronson Hospital, Community Mental Health, and the Community College.
What do you think you're going to be offering when this is complete that someone just really can't find right now in Kalamazoo or perhaps even more broadly in Southwest Michigan?
You're not going to find it anywhere in the nation. And that's what we find exciting. One is the uniqueness of the partnership, and two, the focus. We are not focusing on high-end chefs. We're focusing on chefs that are going to go into nursing homes, hospitals, community colleges, four-year institutions, senior services, schools. And these are going to be chefs that are going to be trained not only in preparing the food, but growing the food and understanding the relationship about what foods make a difference in different parts of our living arrangements. You have diabetes, we're going to help you understand what kinds of foods will help you. You have cancer, we're going to help you. We're also looking at the relationship between mental illness and substance abuse and diet. There's a lot of research out there now that shows that there is a cause and effect, and we think we can demonstrate that cause and effect and make a difference. And obviously, we're looking at jobs. This isn't just about training people to eat healthier or to prepare food in a different way, but rather what jobs might be out there. We'll be focusing on food safety. The federal government has just passed a new legislation that food safety is going to be a number one push for the federal government. No one's training in food safety right now, and especially with people who are also growing the food and preparing the food.
How important is it that this campus is going to be located right in Kalamazoo, in downtown or on the periphery of the downtown, wherever you want to look at the geography of it? How important is it to kind of be in a different location than KVCC has been before?
Well, you know, it's interesting because 20 years ago, we established a downtown presence. And we have the museum, we have the Anna Witten Hall, we have the Center for New Media. So we know what kind of a difference that can make in a neighborhood. We think that same thing is going to happen in this location, and that will have an economic development impact, as well as give people an opportunity to come to the campus that may not otherwise have that access.
Emily?
Following up on that last statement, do you hope that the Healthy Living Campus has the same influence on this section of downtown as Arcadia Commons has on that section?
Absolutely, Emily. We already, in talking to the city and talking to Bronson and people talking to us, know not only private developers but public entities that are looking at ways to adjoin what's happening in this location. But you know, what people forget is this is an absolute awful floodplain. And the work we're doing on the creek is going to make a difference not only to those in the immediate area, the mental health, the college, et cetera, but the neighbors surrounding it. So it's a win-win. And we've had a lot of nice partnership, for example, from the DEQ, where the Portage Creek is going to be pristine, where in the past it's been a polluted creek.
President Obama has laid out this plan, which would pay for many students to be able to go to community college for free. And college affordability is a big issue across the board. There are many states that are also looking at ways that they can either make it cost-free for students or at least reduce the cost significantly. How much do you see in at Kalamazoo Valley Community College that students are priced out or that they have trouble affording being able to go as much as they'd like to go to college at a particular time?
Gordon, I think it's a huge issue for all of us in higher education. We assume that because of financial aid, et cetera, it's affordable. But the cost of going to college goes beyond paying for tuition and fees. People still need to live. They need housing, they need food, they need transportation. And it's difficult for so many students to balance that. At a community college, a large number of our students have families. They're married, they're single parents, they have transportation issues. If they have a job, then they'd have to have a reduced load. That makes it difficult because then they are limited in their financial aid. It's a catch-22. President Obama's proposal is intriguing, but I think there are way too many questions that haven't been answered before anybody knows whether this is workable. If you look at his plan, it goes way beyond what you see in Tennessee and Chicago. Then I ask myself, okay, so this, we get more students, do we have the revenue that can help sustain the programming that we need to support those students? So we need to wait and see what the details are.
And is that the thing that a community college president maybe focuses on a little bit more than the rest of us? You know, we may be looking at how much is this cost and what can't the money go to. As a community college president, you're saying, well, boy, if a couple thousand more students show up in the fall, where are we putting them? Is that what you're looking at?
It's more than where we're putting them. Is how do we afford the expense of putting a teacher in the classroom, the equipment that has to stand behind them? And it's a very complicated thing because tuition doesn't cover all of our costs. And I think that has to be taken into consideration.
Perhaps, in other words, we had to look at the funding model from the state and things like that.
Exactly.
Emily, you want to follow up?
What is the capacity that KVCC has for the amount of students? How many students can you serve?
We could, with the existing facilities that we have right now, not including the new campus, we could easily accommodate 14,000 students. We're a little below 12,000. We've had as many as 13,500, and we were pushing it then. Obviously, the new campus is a whole different approach. Those students wouldn't be on our campus anyway. However, I want to clarify that. We are not going to duplicate anything we have on any of our other campuses. English, math, all of the general studies, as well as the sciences, will be taught in existing labs. We won't duplicate that and add to that expense.
So it's possible, though, someone could be taking a culinary class of some sort, but also an English class. So I guess if you do attract some new students because of this program, that may bleed into some of your other
Absolutely.
Classrooms.
And I think we need to keep in mind that the new campus is always also going to be a part of our allied health programs. We're going to have nursing, respiratory therapy, and paramedics at the new campus. We think that not only complements what we're trying to do in terms of a seamless understanding of health and healthy living, but also will tie in with Western Michigan University's new medical school. The students that are going to go into those programs will need to take their science classes at the Texas Township because that's where we have our science labs. And to put in any additional science labs is a very expensive proposition.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Kalamazoo Valley Community College President Marilyn Schlack. And also here is Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Emily Monticelli. Emily?
You have a long and incredible legacy at KVCC and in Kalamazoo. What do you want to be remembered for?
That's a question I'm asked often. And, You know, when I think about that question, Emily, I think about, I want my legacy to be the people that we've been able to attract to the community college and that we've been able to retain. That means not only students, but faculty and staff. And I'm very, very proud of the faculty and staff at KVCC. They're the ones that make a difference.
How long have you been president of KVCC now?
Since 1982. 32 years next October. 33 years
33
next
years,
October.
33 years, yeah. Just, you know, that is an incredible amount of time for an institution of any, you know, size and scope and that sort of thing. But I guess I'm wondering how, you know, how do you see that arc? What has happened to KVCC in particular and community colleges in Michigan over that time?
Well, obviously, the community colleges in Michigan have been thriving, especially since a lot of attention has been placed on career and technical education. But I think you need to keep in mind that a large number of the community colleges are real feeder schools to the four-year universities. We transfer probably between 2,000 and 3,000 students a year to Western Michigan University, and that does include the other universities around the state. I'm a community college person. I went to a community college. I transferred to the University of Michigan. I think it's a wonderful way to go. It gives you a great start. And I think the future of community colleges are only going to continue to grow.
So you mentioned career and technical education. Governor Snyder is making a big push right now on skilled trades. Is this another situation where now you may find yourself with more students showing up at your door because more attention is being called to this part of the economy where we have a shortage of workers out there and an opportunity at many community colleges to get the proper training and skills?
You know, it's really exciting because the governor made a concerted effort to put the money behind what he's saying. And there is $50 million in grant money available to community colleges that we've just submitted for to allow us to upgrade equipment and training and our facilities just for the skilled trades. I think it's exciting because I think we've made a big push that everybody needs a four-year degree. And many people aren't interested in a four-year degree, maybe in that point in time in their life, or they like just working with their hands, and it's a very honorable way to make a living. So I honestly feel that what's going to happen is that, for example, at the college, we're going to have career points where students can come in, get the skills they want, maybe go into the workforce, come back, maybe get a few more skills. Eventually, they may want to go on to become an engineer and go to Western Michigan. But you're giving them those starting points where they can say, okay, I can do this, I'm interested, but I want to go beyond this, or I'm very happy being a machinist, and this is where I want to spend my life and my career.
Does this push on skilled trades require any reevaluation or updating of what KVCC is currently offering in that regard?
Not really. Obviously, we will be adding some additional opportunities. 3D printing, for example, is very big right now. The MAT2 with mechatronics, where you're trying to find ways to give students an opportunity to build skills, go on out and work for a while, and then come back into the classroom. We are also moving much more aggressively where we're talking about a competency-based approach to learning. In fact, in our WIN Tech program, those students don't get grades. What they get is a passport outlining very clearly what their skills are and that we're verifying those skills. We're placing WIN Tech students all over the world. And I can honestly say with a great pride, I'll admit that, that we are probably the biggest suppliers in the United States right now in placing a large number of students in the WIN Tech programs.
Competency for people who don't speak this lingo means that they get some sort of certification that they're trained in a particular field?
It goes beyond even that. It's very specific, talking specifically about each of the skills that they've demonstrated and how the combination of those skills will lead to the certification.
Do you see the possibilities out there for more partnerships with Western Michigan University or perhaps other four-year institutions? You know, the sustainable brewing one you mentioned earlier is perhaps the latest, but are those things that you're always kind of looking for and trying to figure out what else can you work on together?
Yes, I'm very excited. But of course, the sustainable brewing is the most visible example right now. But we are in conversation. We're pretty close to having a food administration, 2+2, 2 years at the college, 2 years at Western. We're looking at how we can enhance the opportunities in dietetics and nutrition, because no one in the country that we're aware of is giving their dietitians or nutritionists an experience in a culinary pathway. We see that as what's going to make both of the organizations and the institutions much stronger, and also give students choices. I'm very pleased about that.
You're about a month into a new tobacco-free policy on campus at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Can you tell us, first of all, are you actually out enforcing this? Is there some sort of, ordinance, or is there some sort of a sanction that people get? Do they have to pay a fine or anything if they're caught smoking?
They do not. We really are depending on people to operate in good faith. You may not know this, but probably close to 7 or 8 years ago, KVCC did institute a policy where we do not hire smokers. And so it's been an easy transition for us. And what we're finding is that we have not had a lot of pushback from students. I think I mentioned earlier that we've only had one student complain. I know that for those that smoke, this feels like an imposition, but I feel it's the right thing to do.
When you instituted that policy of not hiring smokers, you also offered some smoking cessation programs.
We still do.
Yes. And so those are available to students as well?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Kalamazoo Valley Community College President Marilyn Schlack, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we also want to thank Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Emily Monticelli.
Thank you.